Then the fourth charge that God makes is they're all gone out of the way. That is, they've detoured. They've left the way they knew was right. And most ancient tribes have a remembrance and have a tradition that way back at one time they knew the living and true God. Now I'm talking to folk right now that are listening to me, and you know that you're not doing what you ought to do. And furthermore, you're not going to do it, though you know what it is. You've gone out of the way. That's mankind. And then he says they're altogether become unprofitable. That word unprofitable has to do with overripe fruit, spoil fruit. They're altogether sour. That's mankind. Man today is like a lot of rotten, corrupt fruit. And there's nothing to me is quite as delicious as a papaya. But you let a papaya pass the ripened stage and become rotten, and I tell you, lush fruit has changed to corrupt fruit. And then he goes on to say, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Man's not only rotten fruit. This third charge here is a triple negative. Mankind is like a group of travelers who's gone in the opposite direction from the right one, and not one can help the other. Our Lord said it to the religious leaders of his day. You're blind leaders of the blind. That's the picture of mankind. Now, that's what the judge of all the earth says about you and about me and all mankind. Now, Paul transfers us over to God's clinic and into the hands of the great physician. This is a spiritual clinic, and here's what the great physician says concerning us, that we're spiritually sick. Here's the first thing that he says. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they've used deceit, and the poison of asp is under their lips. Verse 13. Now, when you go to the doctor, what's the first thing that he says to you? Well, I have to go in for a regular checkup. And I go in, and it's a ritual for me to go in and sit down in the office of the doctor in a little room where he does his examination. And you know what the first thing that he says to me is when he comes in? He says, open your mouth. You know what he does? He takes a little wooden stick and pushes it around in my mouth, and he looks at my throat. Now God, the Lord Jesus, the great physician, does that with mankind. And you know what he says? Their throat is an open sepulcher. Did you ever smell corrupt human flesh? Had you ever smelt decaying human flesh? When the little Distelhurst girl in Nashville many years ago was kidnapped, the sheriff of the county was a member of my church. In fact, he was a deacon. He called me up and told me that they had found the body of the little girl and they were going out to exhume it. And he wanted to know if I wanted to go. And, of course, I did. And I went out, and they were just digging up the grave, and that body was corrupt, and it was terrible. I've never been as sick in my life at the odor of corrupt human flesh. And I always think of that in connection with this verse. When God looks down at you, friend, he doesn't say what a sweet, fine little boy or girl you are. God says, when I look down at you, someone has put it like this. I believe it was Mel Trotter years ago who said, if we could see ourselves as God sees us, we couldn't even stand ourselves. Well, that's what Paul is saying here. With their tongue, they use deceit. That's number two. And the second thing that my doctor says to me after he looks at my throat, he says, stick out your tongue. That's what the great physician says to the human family. Stick out your tongue. And when God looks at the tongue of mankind, that means your tongue and mine. Do you know what he says? The poison of asp is under their lips. There's a snake house and a place for reptiles in the zoo down in San Diego. I've been through that several times, and I look at that vicious fang of those diamond-headed rattlers that are there. And I think of the poison that is there. And did you know, friends, right now, if you go and look in the mirror, wait till after the broadcast, go look in the mirror, and you'll see a tongue that is far more dangerous than any diamond-headed rattlesnake. All he can do is that diamond-headed rattlesnake, He can't hurt your reputation at all. He can kill your body, but he can't hurt your reputation. You've got a tongue, and that you can use, and you can ruin the reputation of someone else. You can ruin the fair name of some woman. You can ruin the reputation of some man. I think today the most vicious thing in some of our churches is the gossip that's carried on. And I actually advised someone not too long ago not to join a certain church because I happen to know some of the biggest gossips in the world are in that church. And I want to tell you, they have slaughtered the reputation of many individuals. Do you know who they are? They are the spiritual crowd, so-called. I call them the spiritual snobs. That's what they are. But they've got a vicious tongue. With their tongue, they've used deceit. And then he says the poison of asps is under their lips. Adder's poison is under their lips. Oh, how vicious the human mouth is. How terrible it is. How terrible it can be. Now, we speak today, there's so much about we ought to learn to speak in tongues. Well, I agree with that if you mean what I do. Provided you mean the kind of a tongue that does not hurt somebody's reputation, that doesn't hurt somebody today. That's the kind of tongue we ought to speak in today. How terrible the human tongue is. And unfortunately, this thing is centered in many of our churches and in Christian circles.